Now turn to part three. You will hear five different people talking about classes they have attended. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I used to like the subject when I started attending Mrs. Jackson's lectures, but all we did in class was the course book. She always had us open our books and started following the different headings to answer questions and exercises. She lacked any passion for teaching. I do remember Mrs. Jackson jumping back and forth over the book. I think she was too tired to teach, which was logical. She had been teaching for more than 30 years when we met her. Too many years, I guess.
Speaker 2.
It was kind of funny. We had two teachers every morning. Before the break, we did a long reading text, and we were supposed to look up all the words we didn't know in the dictionary. Well, those old-fashioned dictionaries that were extremely difficult to handle. We had been advised to be very careful because each page was a kind of a piece of art. And after the break, the next teacher had us write essays based on the information we had been dealing with. It was very boring. I appreciated it, though. It was much of the help when I decided to get involved in professional writing at the press agency.
Speaker 3.
I couldn't prepare for lessons because I never knew what the teacher was going to do next. I found the class quite difficult, so I soon realized that I needed to do some work before the lesson. My classmates and I used to go to the library and spend hours there reading books. But for me, it was hard work. I kept bothering my classmates with a lot of questions. But they were very kind to me and helped me understand most of the exercises. Our teacher was also very helpful. He did new things with us every day, but I couldn't remember everything about what we had done before.
Speaker 4.
One of the lessons I liked best was when the teacher told us to choose materials from the internet, whatever we liked. And then we wrote some questions and gave them to other students to answer. It was difficult sometimes because it all depended on the kind of material we chose. The topics were also to be considered because what was interesting for some was very boring for others. It was complicated to find a balanced text suitable for everybody's likes. When the topic was not interesting, most of us simply quit, and the teacher tried to do something different, like make a class newspaper or work with some adverts and do some worksheets to go with that or something like that. Variety was the key.
Speaker 5.
It was really amazing. The teacher was spectacular. Look, he put up different pictures on the classroom wall and did various activities out of the picture. I can't forget the day we had a supervisor in class. The teacher handed out pictures of different adventure sports. Hang gliding, scuba diving, and bungee jumping were among them. He elicited the kind of places people did those sports, then we had to listen to some people describing the first-time experience with one of them. The teacher played the recording two or three times, stopping at strategic points so that we could discuss the task in pairs between each playing. He did finally hand out the transcript.
That is the end of part 3.